It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Wrestling fans, are you ready?
You're listening to the DNA Wrestling Podcast with Adam Fornwalt and Denton Day.
What is up? This is the DNA Wrestling Podcast. Adam Fornwalt, Denton Day here, breaking down all the latest professional wrestling news that is going on in the world. So we are hot off the heels of the Royal Rumble and officially on the road to WrestleMania. Last week, we made our Royal Rumble picks. You can go back and check that out on audioboom.com. Search Average Joe Sports Show and you will see all our podcasts. That's probably where you're listening to us right now. Follow us on Twitter at DNA Wrestling Pod. You can follow Adam on Twitter at @real_AdamF and follow myself at @Denton_Day. So Adam, we are, like I said, hot off the heels of the Royal Rumble. We made our pick last week and you absolutely wiped the floor with me because I think I only got one right.
Yeah, I got a lot right, which I was surprised. I was surprised that I was right in a lot of areas. I was going to say assets for some reason. They're not assets, they're just picks. But yeah, I was right. I'm not gonna get a big head because I believe you wiped the floor with me last year. So, but it's a good start for 2017, no doubt about it.
I'm looking at the picks right now. The only one that I got right was Nia Jax.
Yes.
No, and I got the face team winning the six woman match.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So I got two right, and one of them didn't even count. Nia Jax and Sasha Bailey got a one star, according to Dave Meltzer, which is atrocious.
Yeah, Sasha. I don't know what they're doing with her, but anyway.
Apparently, they're going to turn her heel. That's just the word on the street. So overall, the Royal Rumble was a solid show. I thought AJ and Cena was definitely the best match of the night. We picked our Royal Rumble winners. Mine didn't even show up in the match. Yours didn't even show up in the match. And at number 30, we got Roman Reigns. And Enzo Amore also came in at 27. Two of the big numbers that we expected, big guys, and we got absolutely nothing. We watched it together. We watched it at Joe Mixie's house. And man, oh man, was I pissed off when Roman Reigns' music hit at number 30.
Well, I think we were all pretty pissed off. The only real redeeming thing from this Rumble is that Roman Reigns didn't win the match, and we had Ty Dillinger at number 10. That was about it.
And the Dillinger at 10 was so predictable.
It
they would have royally screwed up if they didn't do that.
I mean, you have... I hate the years in Royal Rumbles. You have a guy... You just need one surprise. That's really all you need. And at that point, Ty Dillinger wasn't a surprise. He was coming. We all knew it. And he showed up and did well. But every year in the Royal Rumble, you need one surprise. At least one. You know, maybe they used all their budget with the big guys they had brought in, but they didn't really use them. If you think about it, Undertaker, Goldberg, and Brock Lesnar were probably in the ring for a combined 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
If that. I think Undertaker was in for a total of about 4 to 5 minutes, and he was hurting after.
Yeah, it wasn't long, and I'm very, very disappointed in the fact that you're advertising these guys to be in it, and they're in it for very, very small periods of time. To me, that talks about what kind of WrestleMania we're going to have.
I've heard rumors, and I really hope this isn't true, I've heard rumors that Lesnar and Goldberg, who are going to take on each other at WrestleMania, could be the main event. In which case, I would cry and rip my eyes out.
That because shouldn't be the main event.
It'll be like a 5-minute match at best. They've already had two squashes, essentially. Brock Lesnar got easily eliminated by Goldberg in the Rumble.
Well, we've got some other big issues to discuss on the road to WrestleMania here, Denton.
Yeah, we'll shift our focus over towards that. So the guy that I picked to win the Royal Rumble was Samoa Joe. He didn't show up at the Royal Rumble. He showed up on Monday Night Raw in what was a pretty solid debut, I would say. You kind of heard it or saw it coming when Triple H started mentioning some of the NXT talent. Joe came out, attacked Seth Rollins. But he did a little bit too good of a job. Seth Rollins injured his knee, and there's a video on Twitter, and I believe it was originally posted on Reddit, that you can go look. It's of Samoa Joe towards the end of their little attack.
While he's choking him out.
Choking out Seth Rollins, asking him if he is okay, and Rollins replies, "I hope so." I've watched the video probably like 50 times, And I haven't actually heard Samoa Joe say, "Are you okay?" But I heard Rollins say, "I hope so," and I can read his lips.
When Joe's choking him out, his hands, which is how wrestlers are supposed to do it, it's supposed to be over your face enough so that the camera can't see you talking to the other guy. So Joe did his job, because you can't tell.
Seth Rollins.
But Rollins was probably in so much pain at that point. So, I mean, you can't think that he tore his ACL again, because there probably isn't an ACL to tear there. That's usually how it works. Am I correct on that?
For the most part. I think his was replaced, and I know he didn't officially tear it.
Right.
The rumor on the street is he was evaluated yesterday, and he could be out up to 8 weeks, which would, if my math is correct,
that would
have
him
back in time
right at WrestleMania.
For WrestleMania.
That's correct.
And so I don't know the full extent of the injury, but if it's up to 8 weeks, there's the possibility he could be ready to go before 8 weeks, which means he could wrestle at WrestleMania.
I guess my biggest question with this is, Denton, is do you rush a guy like Seth Rollins back? He's the future of your company. He's one of the premier guys that you have. When these big talents aren't around, Rollins is a guy that you feature heavily. So do you rush him back for WrestleMania? I know he's going to want to come back. I know they're going to want him back. But do you rush him back?
Honestly, I think you have to. Just based on what we saw last year at WrestleMania, WrestleMania 32 wasn't really that good. I mean, let's just be honest. There were some subpar matches, and there was not a lot of matches you were excited about watching.
And he also was not on that card.
And Seth Rollins was not on that card. Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe or Seth Rollins versus Triple H is a good match. We've kind of been wanting the latter, which is Rollins and Triple H, for a while now. So if he's ready to go, I think you have to bring him back. What they do with Samoa Joe, I'm not quite sure. Obviously, by WrestleMania time, Finn Balor should be back. So I don't know what they're going to do with him. Cena is healthy, which he was not healthy last year. So they have more talent than they did last year for the card. But I would definitely think that as a company, you want the future. Although he hasn't been booked like the future of the company, you want the future of the company, Seth Rollins, to go at your biggest show.
See, I'm gonna disagree. If he's not ready to go, I don't think you should use him. He's already had.
If he's not ready, yes. But if he is,
I'm saying if he's fringe, let's say he's 80%.
I would use him at 80%. I think you can book him in a triple threat or something like that, where it doesn't have to be all him. But I think he can go at 80%.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think here's the problem: is that who would be your third guy? Because you can't put Triple H in that match, because then it's 2-on-1. So then you have them beating up Rollins. You have Rollins set up for a comeback and he wins, right? So, you know, do you throw in Triple H in that match? Do you throw in somebody else to make it kind of like a good match kind of deal? Like, do you throw in a Finn Balor? Because you don't know where his allegiance lies, because he is an NXT guy.
But also had rivalries with Samoa Joe.
Exactly. And also, I'm pretty sure, didn't he fight Seth Rollins for the title
at SummerSlam,
and that's who hurt him, if I'm correct about that.
Yeah.
So then you have that aspect as well. See, I'm fine with that. If you want to throw, you have the history there between Balor and Joe, and you have the history there between him and Rollins, and now you have history between Joe and Rollins, and we all know they go back to ROH. So, what do you do with Seth Rollins he's not going to want to miss it. They're not going to want him to miss it. If he can go, I say he goes, but I would sit him this year. I think you've got enough talent. You've got enough guys that you can bring up if you need to, and to push everybody up the card to where it would work.
See, when I found out originally about Seth Rollins' injury, I wasn't sure if it was real or not. And
me
I was,
as well.
I was texting one of my friends, whose name, ironically, is also Adam, and we were discussing back and forth, because we saw the reports, and then we looked at his Twitter account, and I don't remember the last time that a superstar has been announced as injured and then tweets about it that same day. And he tweeted a picture of his knee wrapped up with some medical equipment on it, and then he went on to do a little 5-tweet rant, I guess. It wasn't really a rant, though, just kind of a 5-tweet thread. But for the most part, that thread was in character.
Right.
And he was still talking about coming back and defeating Triple H. So I'm not really sure if he's just doing a real good job protecting kayfabe, or if we are getting worked really, really hard right now. I can't tell if it's real or not.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with it being real, just simply for the fact that I don't think that it makes sense for them to take him completely out of the WrestleMania picture, because if he's announced for 3+ months, then it's real to me, because 8 weeks is about 2 months, right? So
around that, yeah.
You know, if he's out post WrestleMania, then it's absolutely real. But if he's like roughly around that 8 week mark, then I think the questions start to come up as to whether or not this was real or not. We've seen the video, we talked about it before coming on air, of Joe asking Rollins while he was choking him out, "Are you okay?" Rollins says, "I hope so." You know, it's so on the fence, but again, that's the good thing about wrestling, is we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about, I believe it was yesterday, over text message, the good thing about this is Joe instantly becomes even more of a heel than he was coming into this.
He's the baddest guy on the roster right
now. Yeah, exactly, because now he just looks like this crazy maniac submission machine that will re-injure you, or injure you for the first time. You know, like, he will hurt you.
I'm going to guess they're not going to call him the Samoan submission machine, though.
No.
I think that was left in another company.
Yeah, it is. They have him... They've mentioned it a couple times. Like, I've heard Graves say it on NXT. Who, by the way, Corey Graves is no longer in NXT anymore. I don't know if anyone knows that or not, but he was announced that he is done with NXT, sticking to Raw. I think it's a good move. You get more developmental people down there in NXT. They've got Percy Watson, who needs to go, but...
I think Nigel McGuinness is going to be on NXT now, too.
That would work very, very well.
And reportedly, Cole could be on his way out of the booth at Raw.
Yeah, which I think, I mean, we're kind of going rabbit trailing here, but moving everybody kind of up a notch, again, kind of like the WrestleMania card right now, if Rollins is out, moving everyone up a notch in WWE, you know, the booth right now, I think is a good move.
Yeah,
good
take move. Take the four thing away from SmackDown. Take David Otunga out. Just do 2-2. 2-2. It would work great.
Yeah, but I think Phillips
and Grave, JBL and Morrow.
They're going to stay with
three. David Otunga sucks. He's absolute garbage.
I don't disagree with you with that.
All right, so finishing off on the Seth Rollins thing before we switch topics here, I will fully be able to tell whether we're getting worked or not. If he is on Monday Night Raw this upcoming week and the week after that, we are getting worked.
Yeah.
I think. That would just be my best bet. If he's still traveling... probably isn't that bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you
100%
on that.
He'll be selling it, of course.
I would say even if he's not in ring, if he just does an interview, then he's...
Yeah, if he walks down and cuts a promo, I think we should be good to go.
Yeah. If he's at home, I agree.
Yeah. All right, so switch of topics here. Moving over to SmackDown. Their next pay-per-view is a week from this Sunday, because WWE just loves to jam-pack those things in. The Elimination Chamber and the six guys were announced for the WWE title match. It'll be John Cena, Bray Wyatt, Baron Corbin, Dean Ambrose. Ooh, I'm forgetting.
The Miz. And Randy Orton?
No Orton. Was that six? I can't count. Cena, Corbin,
AJ.
Wyatt. AJ. How did I forget AJ Styles? That's my favorite wrestler, too.
That's right. Orton's out.
Orton's out. It just doesn't really make sense for him to be in it with the Royal Rumble victory. And what they did this week on SmackDown, all six guys were involved at some point or another in the show, ended with Baron Corbin standing tall. Still don't really know how I feel about Baron Corbin. I guess he's a heel and I don't like him, so he does his job. I like AJ Styles. I wish Styles didn't lose at the Royal Rumble, but the match was phenomenal. I think we know where we're going.
Was it phenomenal?
It was phenomenal, pun intended. I think we know where they're going with this Elimination Chamber match, but I still think it'll be a good match.
Well, the feeling, I guess, now is that Wyatt wins this match.
Which I am very much in favor of.
I would have to agree with you. I think that's the right choice at this point. Will they go with that? I don't think so. I think John Cena retains here. They played it very, very safe at Rumble, and for them to flip the tide on a pay-per-view that's less important than Rumble, I think is hard for me to see. I think Cena retains here.
I'll hold off on my prediction until next week, but I think I see where they're going at WrestleMania, and I really don't want to see John Cena versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania for like the 80th time.
I don't either. I'm just saying that to me, the feeling right now is WWE's playing it safe. That's the feeling to me. So what do you do? You know, you're looking at Cena, Orton, and Wyatt versus Harper.
I don't know if I want that.
And then you've got like Ziggler versus Apollo Crews.
Pre-show.
Versus Kalisto versus, pre-show. You know, whoever.
Yep. Pre-show.
And then Ambrose versus The Miz. So that's what you're looking at right now. So where does Baron Corbin fit into all of that? AJ Styles?
Styles and Shane.
Yeah.
That's the word on the street right now.
So Baron Corbin goes back into the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Well, I'm taking a wild guess for the Intercontinental Championship. It'll probably be a ladder match.
That's true. So you could throw in a lot of guys for that.
Yeah, so you can throw in your Ziggler's, Ambrose, Corbin.
Kalisto, Cruz. Yep.
Another very subtle word on the street is we're going to have a mixed tag match.
Between who?
The Miz and Maurice and John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Oh.
Yeah, that's been on the rumor mill lately.
Do it.
Oh, could you imagine wasting John Cena in a mix?
John Cena not and wasting the Miz. John Cena, wasting the Miz.
Wasting both of them on a mixed tag match.
Have Tyson Kidd come back. Tyson Kidd and Natalya.
Tyson Kidd will die in the ring. He just dropped on his neck once.
By Samoa Joe.
But yeah,
ironically enough. But anyway, look, there's a lot of possibilities right now, and it will very much determine what's coming up here in 2 weeks at Elimination Chamber, how the dominoes fall into place.
Absolutely. Elimination Chamber is going to be great. Hopefully. Yeah. They bought that up on us really quick, though.
They really did.
Do that.
But you know what, Denton? They need to do it, because if something's going to change, they have to have a reason to change it. You know, they have to start building towards WrestleMania, because you have a 6 to 8 week gap from these pay-per-views to WrestleMania, because I believe Fastlane is 4 weeks away.
Yeah, Fastlane is the last pay-per-view.
Right, and then you've got that month build towards WrestleMania, basically. Four or five weeks towards WrestleMania. So, yeah. You know, they've got to, if they're going to make changes, they have to do it now. So that's why they're doing it.
Absolutely. Can't disagree with you there.
I think we're just kind of disappointed. I kind of get this little disappointed
sound in your... Just a tad.
You're kind of droopy dog today on me, Denton.
I'm sick. That's also part of it. You know, I don't function as well when I'm sick.
Kind of droopy dog today. That's okay.
I wanted AJ to win. I was really pissed off for the Royal Rumble. When Roman Reigns came out, I almost punched a hole through the television. It wasn't even my TV. It wasn't my house.
He's not lying, folks.
That's why I didn't. I mean, that and among other reasons, I didn't want to break a television over professional wrestling.
I would love to see you try to break a television.
Try or do it. I could definitely break a television.
Like, put your fist through a TV.
Oh, just with my bare hands? A little more difficult.
Are you going to super kick it?
Well, I got a sledgehammer and go Triple H style on the thing.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, send that thing into the fifth row of the stands.
This has escalated quickly.
All right, that's going to do it for the DNA Wrestling Podcast. As always, follow us on Twitter at DNA Wrestling Pod. You can follow Adam on Twitter at @real_AdamF. Follow myself at @Denton_Day. And be sure to check out all of our other content here on audioboom.com under the Average Joe Sports Show. You can check out all the other great podcasts Average Joe Sports Show has to offer. And we'll be back next week with more wrestling action.